Leper from Victoria, BC. We've been a band since around 2003. We've had a couple member changes and used to be from Ontario, then moved to Vancouver, and currently we're in Victoria. We wrote the song, it's called The War of 2010, mainly to just kind of try and spread some information about the Olympics and the impacts they're having on Vancouver, and just kind of get awareness out there about the resistance as well that's taking place across Canada.
What is your position as member of this group to the Olympics, for the coming up of the Olympics? And also as a being, just living in the area.
You can see some of the effects, like with tourism in Victoria, and a lot of people coming over from Vancouver while they're cleaning up the downtown east side.
Yeah, we used to live in Vancouver for a couple of years, and the visible effects of the Olympics are like clear and obvious, and like even like in 2005 when we got there, like you can see things starting to change, and that's 5 years before the games. And they're like, it's not just about the Olympics. The Olympics are just pretty much like, in their own words, they're using it as a catalyst to clean up the city and get rid of any undesirable people and make it appeal to tourists to come visit from all over the world and spend their money there.
You said that it's not only about the Olympics, but what is the Olympics for you?
What do I view it as? Well, I guess hundreds or thousands of years ago, whenever it started, it might have been about sports, but now it's just about advertisement and profits, basically, and it's a good tool to use to just further their, like, exactly what they want to happen, like, their agenda. It justifies everything they want to happen, like, the criminalization of the poor and construction industry, the real estate industry. They just use the games as a tool to make that happen quicker, speed it up.
Yeah, another part is on stolen land, BC's unceded, so or most of BC is, with the exception of some of Vancouver Island, so.
You made relation between Olympics, SPP, and other things, also about some events during 2010, not only about the Olympics. Can you talk a bit more about this?
Yeah. We called the song The War of 2010 because it's, not only is the Olympics happening in Vancouver, but Canada's hosting the G8 summit and also the SPP meetings. So we kind of called it that, just talking about how, like, the significance of the year 2010. And I think the Olympics are going to be used as like a template on how to handle each other's situation in Canada throughout the year, because people from all over the world are going to come for the convergence. And after the Olympics, I'm sure some of them will go to the G8 and then to the SPP, and so the whole year is going to be pretty intense, and the Olympics are pretty much the kickoff to it.
Also, I heard that at your shows you make some workshops sometimes about, in other ways, you conscientize the people to this convergence and to the resistance of the Olympics?
We haven't really done any workshops yet. We just kind of try and have a lot of zines and stuff, people to read and literature at the shows. But we're going on tour next week, and we're going to try and do a workshop at each show, or more of a discussion, and just kind of try and let people know what's happening here and see if anyone's interested in coming up for the year. We're going down the west coast, and I'm sure there's a lot of people down there who aren't really aware of things happening up here yet, so hopefully that happens. Like, it's just going to be at like punk shows, so we're going to try and relate it to that kind of scene, because I don't think Like, I feel the punk scene has been kind of separated from the political scene, so hopefully we can get some people interested in that.
Why have you chosen the punk scene to, as an implication? Can it have a political implication? Or you think that can be a powerful tool to change the situation?
I think there's just a lot of potential for people in the punk scene, because I guess punks are generally pissed off at the world and angry at the system. So if, yeah, I think there's just a lot of potential there. And I think punk's kind of been going in a different direction than the political scene lately. So we're just trying to influence people and spread our information, I guess.
How do you feel about making this interview?
This is the first interview.
It's your first interview. How we can have access to your music?
There's our MySpace page, which has a couple songs up. It's myspace.com/leopardcreepcore. Or there's also our actual website, which is geocities.com/leopardcreepcore. And I'm pretty sure you can download all of our music there for free. Sometimes it's broken and it doesn't work, though. It's hard to keep going, but it's worth a shot. Other than that, you can write us or email us, and if you'd like to get anything. And we'll hopefully be touring to Montreal in April next year, so maybe we can see you guys there.